More of Lake Effect Now on WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. Being stuck indoors can make it difficult to stay fit and healthy. Some have turned to online classes, vitamins, and exercises that can be done easily in smaller spaces, like yoga. Local instructor Molly Sommerhalder got hooked on yoga after taking classes at the YMCA. Her daily practice blossomed into her business, Swan in the Lotus Yoga and Wellness. And recently, her practice has taken on a new way to deliver wellness, apothecary yoga. Sommerhalder teamed up with Kyle Denton from Tippecanoe Herbs to create sessions that detoxify the body and give participants a complete wellness experience. Before going to an apothecary yoga class, Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski spoke with Sommerhalder to find out what yoga means to her.
Inhale, draw up. Exhale and fold. We're going to move into Sun A. Exhale, folding here.
And it really just is my way of helping people guide themselves to be a more balanced, courageous, and live more sacredly and be healthy in life in general, with your mindset, both physically, spiritually, have that connection, as well as that physical. You know, I've been able to heal my own, you know, IBS for the most part. I've been able to kind of let go of a little bit of my anxiety that I have chronic of, and just understand me. And through that process, I was like, I want to help other people.
Do you think it's important to shift that focus into holistic wellness in the sense that it's not just about your physical appearance or your physical capabilities, that you can run X amount of miles or lift X amount of weights, that yoga, while of course there is a physical component to it, a lot of people see it as a spiritual practice?
Yes, definitely. For me, yoga started out as that physical thing, and then I've developed this opportunity to really explore the spiritual side. I actually do a lot of bhakti yoga, which is devotional practice. So that is singing, dancing, chanting, harmonium playing, as well as story, poetry, like all the arts, which I have a huge background and love for in general. And that just kind of sprang forward. And the same with the wellness. I help people mostly. I just did a workshop this weekend on mindset, because it really starts with your mind. And then from there, it's a trickle effect. So if you're not happy in your mind, you're not going to be happy in your body, and you're going to have this disconnection. And so yoga brings those together, as well as all the other wellness practices that I do. It's that mind-body connection. And then the soul just kind of follows suit from there. It just kind of mixes itself in. And then you feel this moment of release, because the soul is finally happy and you found purpose in life.
So how did the idea of combining yoga with herbal medicine come about? You have an apothecary yoga sessions and workshops. So many people might be familiar with being in a yoga class and maybe having essential oils put on their hands or forehead at the end of class as kind of a routine to finish your practice. But it goes a bit beyond that. So can you explain the premise?
Yes. So apothecary yoga really came about because I started connecting with Tippecanoe Herbs and Apothecary that's locally here there in Bayview. And the kind of the whole wellness thing, as I've been growing in myself and in my practice, I started taking more things that are more holistically made through herbs or through like elderberry or things like that. And so it kind of was like I would go there and I was like, I love this stuff. And then when they move into their new space, and I kept seeing it online, there was this natural, like, the space is beautiful. There's hardwood floor. Why are we not doing yoga in there? And then when I talked to Kyle, the owner, it kind of organically just happened that he wanted to also do yoga. Like, he has a background in Ayurvedic, which is close to, it's like a sister science of yoga. It comes from India, too. And it just kind of was a natural alignment, because he's already doing chanting with his herbs. He's already doing meditation and talking about how herbs can change the chemistry of your body and just listening to that. And so when we were talking, I was like, I don't want to just do a yoga class, right? There's yoga classes everywhere, and we could go to yoga classes, a studio, a gym. Let's do something different. And I wanted to take his knowledge and know what he does so well as an herbalist, that when you go, you're having a wellness experience. And so when we were sitting down and talking, I was like, this is not just me coming in and teaching. This is us presenting what you do best and what I do best in our realm of wellness. And that's kind of how it flowed together. And then, you know, we talked about it a little bit, and it's just one of those things when it's so naturally organic. We did our first class and it just flowed. It's just wonderful. It's just beautiful. And we start out with an herbal meditation. He has a tea for people that's surrounded by the theme.
Burdock root. And so I started cooking it last night. It's just, it's really mild though.
It's very good. I have to.
And this is the herb that we're going to kind of meditate with today. And so please help yourself. It's warm. You might recognize burdock as the noxious elephant eared looking plant that grows in your garden and is really difficult to get rid of. And I look at it as a very gentle, wonderful medicinal herb. It's very nutritive. This is a plant that I like to use in my formulas for grief and anger. And with a lot of confusion, with a lot of uncertainty, there becomes a lot of mixed emotions in the world right now. And when we're under a lot of stress, a lot of times we can take these energetic emotions and these qualities and we keep them in ourselves, and they start to build up and start to build up. And traditionally, in traditional practices, the organ that's associated with storing anger and storing grief is the liver.
And then we take like a tincture that he creates either for that class or he has in his collection at the shop. And then from there, we just naturally go into my own meditation that goes into maybe that bhakti practice or that connection to ourselves, our true nature. And then we go into the physical asana and breathe and kind of do a themed class around whatever the theme is for Apothecary Yoga that month.
So you mentioned there's kind of different branches of yoga. There's many different practices. So do any of those traditional branches already incorporate herbs, or is this a new style or a sort of self-study that you are kind of developing and learning more about as you go along?
I mean, there's some spiritual practices out there that incorporate like saging or herbs in general. Yoga is more based in the mind-body-spirit connection. So there, again, in the Ayurvedic system, there's spices and all that that come into play. But the actual branches of yoga, they're more self-discovery, self-inquiry, more inner practices. But there might be something out there that I'm not even aware of. It was just more of something that, because of being a wellness coach and taking these things myself to stay healthy and learning the powers of all these herbs over the years on my end, I've always been interested in it. I have, you know, an Ayurvedic doctor too that I've seen, and I've known about that practice since I started yoga. And so I think the herbs is kind of cool because I've also kind of discovered, like, did the Chinese medicine too. So herbs is kind of just something I've been always like, oh, it's kind of interesting. It's nature's way of healing you, just like yoga is a natural way of tuning into your body. And so I think they just come together really, really well.
Absorbed and released. It's like the plants and the herbs grow every year, we do as well.
Do you think that this is also becoming more accessible despite it being an ancient practice? You know, yoga and some other practices still remain. Sometimes there's a little barrier for people to either get over their own misconceptions or just simply have access to the practice. What do you think is your responsibility that you feel in helping to accomplish this and the work that you're doing?
I think it's, for me, is just making especially the physical practice accessible for everybody. We see a lot in the yoga world and in the wellness world this sense of everything has to be perfect and the pose has to be perfect. And if you're not, you know, a certain size or demo, then how could I do that practice? And the truth is, if you're in the right space and you're in a loving space with a teacher that generally wants you to, and most of, you know, majority of us do, right, is that you feel comfortable enough. And so I always teach to the person that's new in the room. And I also get to know people before they come in, if they have some kind of injury or how they're feeling. And my classes that I teach are not about me, the teacher. This is about the students and what they're doing. And it's the same with the herbs. And that's really what a practitioner does, is that we listen to what you need. And once we know what you need, then we give what we know as our knowledge or experience to you. And that's a huge part of my practice as a teacher, is that you have to figure out your body and I'm here to guide you, but you ultimately have to listen to what you need. And if that means taking a break because a pose is not right for you, go for it. That's totally fine. I'm a huge component of the spirituality because I feel like that's the part we need the most in our society, is to remember we are this awakened being. We're just on a path back to it.
Molly Sommerhalder is the founder of Swan in the Lotus Yoga and Wellness.